Doris Lessing by Carol Klein. To Ted for his encouragement and support. Prologue. In 1969, Doris Lessing agreed to visit America to publicize her new book, The Four-Gated City. Lessing, an inveterate wanderer, usually tried to reward herself for these publicity tours. Often her compensation was to visit some new or interesting place. On this trip it was Arizona she wanted to see because she had heard it resembled Rhodesia's desert country, broad skies and open spaces. Lessing had lived in southern Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, from the age of 5 in 1925 until she was 29 years old when she moved to London to make a career as a writer. Like generations of artists from all over the world, she felt impelled to leave the narrow possibilities of her provincial homeland for the more sophisticated, sympathetic diversity of a cultural center. Yet leaving Africa for England only deepened the puzzle that has always surrounded Lessing's idea of home. For her colonialist parents, the homeland was England, even though their daughter had visited it only briefly as a young child. Their family life revolved around English values and customs that had little meaning to a girl who roamed the African veld. Doris Lessing was raised hearing whites talk about Rhodesia the way Americans once spoke of the West, as if the land they claimed had been empty before they got there, or if not empty, whose native population had no rights to it. Yet even as a young girl, she sensed that this was a false picture, one that made her, in effect, an alien in her own country. This point was driven home from the moment she learned that, as a white Rhodesian child, it was unthinkable.